The Industrial Revolution may have brought us the luxury of shopping in big malls where you get as many of the exact same product as you want, not worrying about replacing it in case it's lost or broken. And machines have, of course, proven that they can't be beaten by man when it comes to precision. But they've also added to the value of handmade products, highlighting the fact that we're not always looking for things that are completely identical. Sometimes those tiny differences that reflect the imperfection of man is what makes something special, unique, and irreplaceable. That's probably why we prefer handmade products when it comes to our choices for souvenirs and birthday presents. But there's more to those individual qualities of the artisan's product imparted by hand tools. On a larger scale, each of these works represent the diversity in the culture of mankind. An issue that today, with the fast pace of globalization, has become an important topic of international debate, and which prompted the UNESCO to establish the Seal of Excellence for Handicrafts in 2000 to encourage crafts workers to use traditional skills and materials to ensure the preservation of cultural diversity. Iran is one of the three major centers of the world's handicraft, with over 180 different handmade items.
Iranian handicraft is well known all over the world, be it our hand-woven carpets, khatam woodcrafts, ceramics or mina enamel works. Iran is extremely rich in terms of handicraft. When I say that we have more than 255 types of handicraft in our country, you should pay attention to the fact that, for example, kilim is considered one type, while there are more than 100 kinds of kilim. In Iran, art goes back 7,000 years. It's very important to preserve this rich domain of our culture. That's why market study on handmade products is very important and is highlighted by UNESCO. In this year's Seal of Excellence program, Iran alone presented twice as many works as all the other countries that participated.
In October 2008, 157 Iranian works won the Seal of Excellence. Among them, five enamel works by Isfahani artists, in a judging that was far from an easy task.
Expected to take place in September-October 2010, that is 2 years from now. Normally, the UNESCO jury sessions take place on a rotation basis between the countries concerned. So we have Afghanistan, Iran, and the five Central Asian republics, which are candidates, and we have to consult with the countries, and we hope that we will have an appropriate country that will host the event in the next session.
Today, artisans are moving a step forward, incorporating excellence innovation, marketability, and eco-friendliness. And by setting these quality standards, they're also strengthening the market demand, which is necessary in order to preserve traditional craftsmanship, the most tangible of domains in which intangible heritage is expressed. Isumisha Ahmadi, reporting for Iran.